Some sunny spells in places and highs of 24 degrees. From Global's newsroom at Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital. From Global. Capital Breakfast. Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby. Capital
Breakfast. Right then, good morning. Exactly 8 o'clock on Capital Breakfast. It's Jordan, Chris, and Sean. It's your Monday morning. We've got a big, big show for you today. It's a big show. Loads coming up on this show, as always. All the best tracks to get you pumped and ready for the week ahead. Hey, I've got to say, I watched a cracking film last night, Midsummer with Florence Pugh.
Like one of the famous directors? Is it like an Emerald Fennell or something? No.
Possibly. Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. You know when you watch film, you don't really know what it's about. I'm going to say it's probably one of the best films I've ever watched.
Really?
In my top 10.
Is this a Swedish thing?
Yeah, they go to Sweden to celebrate Midsummer. And like, oh, it's weird. They end up in a cult. It's up there with Angela's Ashes, Goodfellas and Toy Story 3 for me.
But what genre are we talking? It's like a scary?
Thriller horror.
Oh. Yeah.
And not usually my cup of tea. Midsummer it's called. It came out in 2019. Class film. Watched it last night.
83%. Rotten Tomatoes.
There you go. Thank you.
Can't argue with that, Sean.
You
can
cannot.
You
cannot.
She's a good actor, Florence Pugh.
Oh,
honestly.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we had her in? She was great.
She was in and she loves barbecuing.
Yeah.
I think we need to get her back on
bond.
And we need to get grilling with Florence Pugh.
Yes, we will make that work. I love when you're going to work and someone's watched the film and say, oh, I've got to tell you about this film. It's like, you told me already. Yeah, but it's really good. Honestly, it was so good. Let's get Alex Warren on Capital.
How did you know I was hoping for a sign. My heart was so close to closing time. Something about you hit me like a freight train to the chest door. The day we met, oh, my loneliness left the room the second that you walked. Maybe it's fate, maybe it's say, told you I ain't no liar. Watching you leave, son of my dreams, baby, it hit me like a freight train to the chest. The day we met, all my loneliness left the room the second. Like a fever dream.
Capital Breakfast.
Lonely in this crowd, I sit alone. Oh, one more drink away from heading home. Oh, oh, I could feel the night slipping by. Oh, away from me. And oh, she caught my eye through the light, and she came right up to me. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. She said,
life here forever. One song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We can dance all night. We can dance to the morning light. Let's forget about our worries in the wild world outside. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. We can dance all night. She took my hand and led me through the dark. Oh, she said, feel the beat, forget that broken heart. Oh, and oh, I can feel the night slipping by. Oh, she came right up to me. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. She said, this life ain't forever. One song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We can dance
Miles Smith,
night.
Nice to meet you on Capital Breakfast. 5 minutes past eight on your Monday morning. Can I have some, get me inspirational music, please. Something inspirational. Thank you. All right, I'm calling it, guys. I'm calling it right now on your Monday morning, the 15th of June, 2026. The sun is shining-ish. The shorts are on. The fans have been dragged out the attic. The beer gardens are getting busy. The April spritzers are being drunk. The garden furniture is out. And I, Jordan Levi North, BA Honours, Honour Fellowship, University of Sunderland, and Picky Tea Connoisseur, hereby declare Picky Bitch season has officially started.
Yes! Woo!
Thank you. Go forth and hard boil those eggs. Roll those slices of ham. You have to have them rolled up, with Picky Bitch. Chop up those pork pies. Open that jar of olives. And defrost that quiche. This food was meant to be eaten outside, and it's better than any old steak. Your bog standard lasagna, and it's even, I'm calling it, is better than any barbecue you'll ever have. Picky Bit season is officially open. I thank you.
On whose authority, Jackie Weaver?
Mine.
As what?
A Picky Bits connoisseur. I'm the Picky Bits king, aren't I?
King?
Yeah. And Jane McDonald is not the Picky Bits queen. I've been doing this for donkey's years. Right?
It feels to me this is a land grab. This is you trying to get ahead of everyone else.
No,
I've announcing been... Picky Bits season.
Before it went corporate and everyone started doing it in all the supermarkets, I were harping on about this at the old place in like 2017.
I was. You have been doing this for...
Honestly.
I believe you.
My Twitter was just me rating Picky Bits. I used to have to like set aside time in my diary to rate people's Picky Bits.
Well, yeah, you used to rate people... They'd send pictures in.
Yeah.
Well, you need to get that account up and going again. That's how you own this stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you worry you're losing your crown?
I just think a lot of people are jumping on the bandwagon, and I've been doing this for donkey's years. And it was my favourite tea as a kid.
So you're sending, basically, for Jay McDonald right now?
Yes.
Did you create the phrase Picky Bits?
Up for discussion.
Let's discuss.
I think
well,
I may,
we shall discuss.
I think I may have popularised it. That's all I'm going to say. It's Bella Kay.
I like being used. It means I have a purpose. It's the little things you do. At least you're being earnest. Or maybe I'm too fragile. Or maybe you're too mean. I've never been real good at different things. Let's say fate said, as we go to yours, as we go to mine, you're a bad idea, but a real good time. Oh, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't love it, cause I do. One couple minutes up from me lapsing into you. Oh, shut it, baby, I love it. First you gotta earn it. Don't gotta last the moon. Just tell me that I'm perfect. Oh, maybe I'm too easy. But maybe you're too hard. I've always been real good at
didn't love it cause I do. I'm a couple minutes out from relapsing to you. Oh, shut it.
I even had pick a lily on my pork pie.
Oh,
Bella Kay, I love it, I love it, I love it. On Capital Breakfast, was telling everyone about me picky bits yesterday.
It was so good.
Oh, it's so good. Coleslaw, everything. It's repeating on me today, coleslaw. It always does.
Stop it with that coleslaw repeating on
it
me.
It does, you know, it's, it always repeats on me the next day. And olives, cheese, ham. Oh, it's the best. There's, and I had a barbecue on Saturday, and I thought the picky bits were better. There you go.
I just think, I find it so funny. Have you seen there's a message in from Hannah in Scarborough? She says, sorry to say this, Jordan, but I think the word picky bits is getting overused now. It's a bit icky to say.
No, right, I agree.
Sorry.
Hang on. Right. I agree it's being overused because big picky bits is being jumped on now, like Big Pharma.
Before, for years, Jordan was earning Swift coin. Out of picky bits.
No, that's not true.
It was his lane. And what's frustrating him now is every influencer under the sun is jumping in.
I do think I coined the term picky tea. Or I like to think I made it popular. And the phrase, you don't choose the picky bits choose you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But you've made this claim before. What was the other phrase you said you invented?
Fireman's lift.
Right. Well, we know that was definitely not you. I will stand by you, though, with picky bits.
Thank you. I didn't make that phrase.
But what I would argue is I think people said nibbles.
It was
nibbles, and I think you've somehow changed that. No one says...
It was nibbles.
Me no likey nibbles.
Yes.
No one says nibbles anymore.
Oh, should we get nibbles?
Yeah, no one says nibbles.
They say picky bits.
Should
we have picky bits?
Yeah.
Tina says, I agree, vote Jordan for King of the Picky Bits. We love a Picky Bits dinner, or Picky Bits tea. She sent in a picture. Look at that.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, hummus on there, grated cheese, salami. What's that?
Do you know, I can find out if...
Oh, that's lovely.
I reckon I can find out the original sort of story of Picky Bits. See if it genuinely was you.
Okay.
I know Susie Dent.
Of course.
And she's like
a
historian. She's the actual queen of words, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the history of words, stuff like that. Shall we WhatsApp thing? I've not spoken to her since COVID, I don't think.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, she's sound. She'll be great.
Yeah, she's all right, Susie.
Go on. Voice note.
Hey, Susie, it's Chris. Just a small request. By the way, sorry, I haven't spoken to you for a while. We're just talking on the show. I'm doing the radio right now. We want to know if the phrase, what is it, Jordan?
Picky bits, picky tea.
Picky bits or picky tea were created by Jordan North and what their true historical origins are. If you could let us know if you get a spare minute, thank you.
That'd be great. It was me, I'm telling you, it was me. Here's Harry Styles' American Girls on Capital Breakfast.
I've known you for ages. It's all that I've heard. My friends are in love with American girls. I've seen it in stages all over the world. My friends are in love with American girls. I've known you for Breakfast. Capital Breakfast.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back?
Turn to the Mac, get up, what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Hustling, chasing dreams since I was 14. With the Fortrait busting, halfway across that city with the back. Question, labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people. Spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We nah. Raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't.
Can't hold us on Capital Breakfast. Tony says, picky bits was definitely not invented by you, Jordan. Mums have been saying it for the last 20 years. Feels like blasphemy claiming it. I'm not saying I invented it. I'd like to think I popularised the term picky
bits. You're claiming to be the king. And what I'm saying is, are we all meant to bow down to you if you're not a true king?
Well, it's funny you say that, because Pete says, P.S. I pledge allegiance to Chris, Jordan North, not my king. Allegiance.
Yeah.
I read it wrong. I'm just saying I popularised the term, that's all, right? Okay? I want to take that claim. On Friday, we brought Cash Call back with your chance to win £350,000. But what we're doing to celebrate the start of the World Cup, we're getting behind our home nations. So we said if Scotland and England win their opening games, we'll add an extra £20,000 to the jackpot.
Nice. So with Scotland beating Haiti, we added £20,000 to the pot, which gets us up to £370,000.
Yeah, so England squad, are you listening? Because if you win against Croatia on Wednesday, that's another £20,000 in Cash Call for our listeners to win. I mean, come on, lads. Do it for our lot.
Yes, come on. Do it for us. So for your chance to win at least £370,000, you just text the word cash to 83958. That'll cost you £250. Or you text the word five to 83958, and that'll get you five entries for £5.
Standard network rates apply. You can also enter on Global Player, and lines will close 5 p.m. this Friday. That's when you need to be by your phone in case it rings.
You've got to be 18 or over. You can get free entry details and all the rules for this global network competition at capitalfm.com.
Very best of luck with that. We've got some Ed Sheeran on the way. Oh, and Steven Sanchez, who everybody now loves after the summertime ball. We're going to play Chuck the Money.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And Holland and Barrett.
Yeah.
Last chance to shop Wellness Day offers.
Let's do it. You're on Capital.
Sky presents Your Home Live.
Catch all the action from your front porch with the smart doorbell from Sky. Brought to you by me, Jamie Redknapp.
And me, Jill Scott.
First up, the kids arrive home from school. Oh, looks like someone's forgotten their coat again.
He'll be on a final warning now, Jamie. And you won't want to miss Dad coming home and falling up the front step.
Those new paving slabs are causing him all sorts of problems, Jill.
Never miss a thing with the smart doorbell from Sky. Believe in better.
Requires Sky Smart Home subscription and Wi-Fi connection. GB only. 18 plus.
As fuel prices continue to rise, running costs are getting harder to ignore. So MG is making the step into hybrid simpler, where you can save up to £2,200 £750 across the MG Hybrid Plus range, with no minimum deposit and 2.9% APR representative. A smart move, made simple. Book your test drive today at mg.co.uk. MG Motor UK are a credit broker, not a lender. PCP balloon payment required for ownership. Registered by June 30th. T's and C's at mg.co.uk.
Booking.com is the easiest way from a traffic jam to the freedom of a car that takes you far away from it. Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
You were on your feet all day yesterday, and you'll be on your feet all night tonight. But that's how the rota fell. Grocery workers are tough, but sometimes times are tougher. Last year alone, Grocery Aid supported over 22,000 grocery workers just like you. So if you work in the grocery industry and would benefit from free, confidential mental health support too, call Grocery Aid on 080 880 21122 and get the help you've earned.
Pam! What on earth has happened to your eye?
I don't know. I looked online, but then
well, for what it's worth, to me it looks like what my gran said her old neighbour Queenie had. Her eyes went every colour of the rainbow. Had to bathe them in warm carrot juice every day for a year. You could give that a try.
It's best to get a gammy eye checked by an expert. That's why Specsavers can help treat eye problems in every store. Should have gone to
Unwanted Advice.
Savers. Conditions apply.
At AJ Bell, we believe investing is for everyone, even people who know nothing about investing. Like Keith, who thought dividends were a boy band, Jessica, who thought compound interest was a prison dating app, and Sue thought FTSE 100 was a bit of under-the-table fun, which surprised her accountant.
Oh, no.
If we can make investing feel good for them, it's no wonder Which have recommended us 8 years running. AJ Bell, feel good investing. The value of your investments can go up or down.
Good morning.
Get up!
Wake up with Capital Breakfast.
And get home across the UK with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
Amazon Prime Days from the 23rd to the 26th of June. These deals are so appealing. Like portable steamers for steaming. Whoa. Did I just sing? I think I'm breaking into song. Big deals on air fryers, vacuums and skincare.
Get big deals this Prime Day, the 23rd to the 26th of June, exclusively for Prime members. Join Prime.
Capital Travel Update.
Listen on the move with Global Player, our free official Capital app.
Lottie Morley, go on then, what's the latest?
Hey Jordan, on Merseyside, the M53 is closed both ways between Bebbington and the A41. In Cheshire, there are queues on the M62 eastbound to the Eccles interchange. In Bedfordshire, we're seeing delays on the M1 southbound to Luton Airport. A car was on fire there earlier. In Somerset, the M5 has now reopened southbound between Bridgewater South and Taunton, but there are still delays. And we're seeing severe delays on Great Western, Heathrow Express and Lizzie Line services. More in 20 minutes.
Hello, it's Sienna Spyro.
Till breakfast.
I don't know much, but I know this one.
non-stop.
The UK's number one
hit music station.
This is
Capital. Capital.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers. And I miss the way you make me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset
Sheeran, Castle on the Hill, 8:27 on Capital Breakfast. Monday morning with Jordan, Chris and Sean.
Okay, I've got a bit of a random chat for you, lads. But I just want to ask this question. I'm asking anyone listening, actually, to be honest. Do you have an object in your home that you are timid around?
Oh, this is great Monday morning chat. Great Monday morning chat.
And what I'm saying is, it's almost embarrassing. You think, if anyone else saw me in this state, this is pathetic. Utterly pathetic. But I have this issue with my ironing board, right? Picking it up, putting it out, absolutely fine. No problems whatsoever. Folding it down, start feeling sort of the blood pumping, my heart's racing, palms are getting sweaty. I'm like, do I approach from the back, front?
Do I throw it on its side?
Yeah, it's like a wild mare, you know, that is temperamental. Sometimes, you know, she'll smoothly lay down. The reins can be put on her. I can lead her back to the stable. Another time, she's kicking, jerking, biting my fingers, trapping them. Ah! And I've got so scared because I've been burnt so many times by this ironing board that I do leave it out. And Jake will be annoyed every time that I haven't put it away. And rather than admit I'm scared of it, I just go, oh, sorry, I forgot. Can you do it?
Yeah.
And I let him do it because he's like the ironing board whisperer. He knows what to do.
It's such a dilemma, this, because sometimes I sort of, like, release the button on the side thing and then sort of join it on the floor, like I lay down with it.
Yeah, just to keep it calm.
I lay it down.
When you sort of throw a towel over a wild goose.
Yeah.
It's like, if I just go down with it, I'm with you there, yeah.
But other times I just let this thing collapse. And other times, like mounting a surfboard. No, you're right. And it's not just the ironing board. The other one I have that with is the... What do you call the dryer thing?
Clothes horse.
Yeah, that's
another one. Temperamental.
That's the same. How do you close that thing?
I just realised, clue's in the name.
Clothes horse.
It is. You have got to treat it like a wild mare.
You've got to have your flat palm.
Flat palms or it will bite.
You offer it sugar before.
Do you know what, though? Right, let's just get into this because you
clothes
are...
Clothes horse. How many fingers I've lost because my clothes horse.
Because...
You trap an ankle closing it.
But there's a knack, because if you unclick one side, it will go boof and it might just snap and get you. Or you can gradually let it fold on itself, but that takes a real skill.
Some days in my house, she's fine. She's good as gold. Mm. She's like, I'm ready to go back in cupboard.
Yeah, I'm
other
ready.
Days, she's like, no. I'm going to take a finger, a toe, and maybe an eye if you carry on.
It's like I'm doing a bra with one hand. It's exactly the same.
It is. You never
the same.
Know.
Could lose an eye.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Some days you think you've mastered it. And then,
Same
with the ironing board. They're lethal, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm glad it's not just me.
Let's get Steven Sanchez on. This is Chuck the Money.
I couldn't stop because I wanted nothing to put me out. You lit the fire higher inside of me. You move like water.
Chuck the money on Capital Breakfast. Grace says, oh, my clothes error, clothes horse, whatever you call it. Every time I put it away, I end up with my head in it. I don't think it's normal. I love that you guys are talking about this today. I cannot put it away without getting my head stuck. Never got my head stuck, but I've had a few fingers trapped and a few toes caught in there. Claire says as well, hey guys, can we talk about tape measures? The absolute devil of basic tools. When my husband makes me measure things with me, I cringe the whole time. Then run away when I release it. The cuts from those things are brutal. Tape measures, well, you've got to speak to them like...
Those big industrial yellow ones that the tradies use.
Yeah,
they've got some power on them, haven't they, when they snap back?
Yeah, you charm them like a snake.
Yeah.
You have to...
Ah.
That's how you do it. Mm. See what I mean? You have the little flute thing.
And then it goes... slowly retreats back in.
That's how it's done.
And that's it. If you do it without respect and you just jerk it too quick,
yes,
it's snapping back in.
So next time you're taking your ironing board down or your clothes horse, you have to speak to it, whisper it like a horse. Go, come on. Here you go.
Come on, girl. Steady, easy now, girl. Come on.
Charlotte says, I am in Lancaster. My partner can't stand the side of a cheese grater. What is it going to bite him? Yeah, cheese graters are lethal.
It's when you're doing cheese and you refuse to have that little triangle chunk left. You're like, no, I will grate it. Mm. And then your fingers are so close.
That's risky.
To the teeth.
Hey, don't get me started. Has everybody got a cupboard in their house that's like a Guy Ritchie character?
What do you mean?
The opening is like, do you want some? He starts throwing things in.
Yeah.
What are you on about? What are you doing here? Leave me alone. Like, things just falling on top of you. I'll give you some, like Vinnie Jones. Let's get Timberland on, Kerry Hilson, The Way I Are, 8:34. On your Monday morning, it's playing for you, of course, on Capital Breakfast.
Ain't got no money. Ain't got no car to take you on a date.
And The Way I Are, Eleanor says. Oh, the rotary washing line. Is that what they're called? The ones outside.
Oh, the
outside.
Rotary. It's the ones that go up like an umbrella.
Yeah, oh, she says they're lethal. The amount of times I've bonked my head on it, it's bruised and everything. Yeah, they are bad as well. Dishwashers are lethal as well. But...
just easy does it. Just slowly does it. Just tap them. Give them a nice stroke. Whisper in their ear.
Like a little horse.
Yes.
Here you go. Here you go. Hey, on Friday, we brought Cash Call back with your chance to win £350,000. But to celebrate the start of the World Cup, we're getting behind our home nations. So we said if Scotland or England win their opening games, we'll add an extra £20,000 to the jackpot each.
Yeah, so far, so good, because Scotland beat Haiti, so that was 20 grand added to the pot, so that's £370,000.
But it can go up. If England win against Croatia on Wednesday, we will add another £20,000 for you to win.
So, for your chance to win at least £370,000, all you've got to do is text the word cash to 83958. Text costs £250. Or you text the word 5 to 83958 and that'll get you 5 entries for £5.
Standard network rates apply. You can also go on Global Player to enter, but lines do close 5pm on Friday, and that's when you need to be by your phone in case it rings.
You've got to be 18 or over. You can get free entry details and all the rules for this global network competition at capitalfm.com.
Very best of luck. We've got some Capaldi on the way, Bruno Mars, and my new best mate who I had a pint with last week.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And Holland and Barrett.
Yeah.
Shop their Wellness Day sale.
Let's do it. You're on Capital.
Booking.com is the easiest way from a traffic jam to the freedom of a car that takes you far away from it. Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Gently unwrap the pack and anticipate that first distinctive chunk of triangular chocolate. Tantalizing your taste buds with honey and almond nougat, wafting you off to chocolate paradise.
With Toblerone, there's a lot more to it though, isn't there? It's chocolate made to be munched, chomped, chewed and crunched, like chocolate should be. So it's time to stop holding back and really get stuck in.
You all right in there, Bronwyn?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Chocolate like nobody's watching. Toblerone, never square.
Sky presents Your Home Live.
Catch all the action from your front porch with the smart doorbell from Sky. Brought to you by me, Jamie Redknapp.
And me, Jill Scott. First up, the delivery man makes his drop.
He's a manager's dream, that lad. Always delivers. Next, the dog walker brings Max home. That's a big stick for a little dog, Jill.
But you've got to admire his ambition. Never miss a thing with the smart doorbell from Sky. Believe in better.
Requires Sky Smart Home subscription and Wi-Fi connection. GB only. 18 plus.
Diary, what time's my Specsavers eye test?
Hi, Miriam. It's in 15 minutes. Would you like directions?
Uh-huh.
Great. Exit the bedroom. Pass the dog's basket. Sit at the kitchen table. You have arrived.
Ooh.
Enough time to move pickles. Visitors do make him frisky.
Some people can't get to Specsavers unaccompanied. That's why we offer home visits. Home visits from
Miriam's Journey.
Savers.
Down pickles.
Geographical restrictions apply. Find out if you're eligible online.
Ocado price match your shop to over 10,000 products from Tesco.com, so you can get everything you need for less than you think. Should free up some budget for that emergency tub of ice cream. Ocado, the online supermarket. Max £10 voucher for difference on like-for-like shop. Valid 28 days. Excludes marketplace. Products may vary. Geographical restrictions, min spend and charges apply. Terms at ocado.com/price promise.
Maybe it's time to get rid of the rattle. Shake off that squeak and say no more to that clunky door. Or maybe you want something to show off. Something that won't show you up. Or something to get you off, up and away for the weekend. Or maybe it's time for more. More seats, more sass, more room, more wow, more fun. Or a bit less roof for a bit more sun. Maybe you've had enough of making excuses and saying it's fine when it's not. Maybe it's time for Auto Trader.
Capital Travel Update. Listen on the move with Global Player, our free official Capital app.
How's it looking out there then, Lottie?
Hey, Jordan. On Merseyside, the M53 is closed both ways between Bebbington and the A41. In Cheshire, there are queues on the M62 eastbound to the Eccles interchange. In Greater Manchester, it's really slow on the M62 westbound to Heywood. In Bedfordshire, we're seeing delays on the M1 southbound to Luton Airport. That's because a car was on fire earlier. And on the trains, there are severe delays on Great Western, Heathrow Express and Lizzie Line services to and from Paddington. That's because of problems with the overhead wires.
I'm Olivia Rodrigo.
Capital Breakfast. best.
Is at 11. I hope you never finish that beer. You know all the words to Just Like Heaven, and I know why he wrote them, now that you're standing right here. Damn world, how one night I was born in bed and stalked you on the internet. It's feminine intuition, cause I always had a vision of us standing like this. All pressed up in the bathroom, blind, you looking like an angel on the walls of Versailles. The most alive I've ever been. Kiss me in the night.
Treasure playing on Capital Breakfast at 8:46. Sean Welby, you usually bring us all the dating trends and new terms to the show, but you get yourself off, love, because I've seen something over the weekend that I want everyone to go into work with today. All right?
All right.
It's called kitten fishing. Do you know what kitten fishing is?
Kitten fishing.
Isn't that what they called it on The In-Betweeners? When they were all on holiday.
No,
that was something else. What about like a dating thing for... Is this like Hello Kitty related?
Yeah, like anime.
Yeah.
Costumes.
People who like Hello Kitty, they don't just have one. They have loads, don't they?
You're all in.
They're all in.
You're either in or you're out with Hello Kitty.
Yeah. So it's not to do with that. Do you want to guess, Shani? What do you think kitten fishing is?
Okay, so it's not to do with that. I mean, we've heard of catfishing, so I'm presuming it's something to do with
that. You are good, Welby. It's a less serious version of catfishing.
Right.
Where you aren't anything like your online profile. That's catfishing, isn't it? Kitten fishing is where you just slightly tweak things about yourself on your dating profile.
That's worse! To be
a bit more, just little tweaks.
No, like, I think that's worse.
Adding a couple of inches to your height.
Right.
All right. Saying you can speak two languages when you can say hello, can have a beer in Spanish. That type of thing. Styling your hair long at the front on a picture so they can't tell you're slightly receding.
Yeah, got you.
No, that's called hat fishing, that is. That's a real thing.
Jake, who works on the show here, just showed me someone's profile and they have in their bio that they have a Costco membership.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny.
Yeah, is that kitten fishing though?
Well, if it's not true, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
What a brag.
Costco card holder.
I think we're all allowed one.
You get to adjust one little kitty fish.
Mine would be the height. All right, I'm going to put it out there.
What's the point? Because then when they meet you in real life, they'll know you're only 5'2".
I'll wear my trainers with a big thick heels. I'm not 5'2". Don't wind me up. Not today. I'll pull your mic down here, young lady. So mine would be the height. Chris, what would your kitten fishing be?
I don't know.
It's hard, isn't it?
I don't know.
You've just looked at me now and I know exactly what you're thinking. Yes, that would be one as well.
No, you if can't be asked. Doing that. I think it's worse. You're either all in and you've totally airbrushed everything or just look like normal.
Add something to you. Do you see what I mean? Third eye or something. Do you know what I mean? Just for a bit of interest.
Chris, genuinely, I think you have a point in terms of you'd be better making a fault about yourself to see if they're into you and then revealing, I actually don't have that problem with my feet. They're all fine.
That is good.
There's no athlete's foot.
See, I think dating is a lot like a job interview. You can tell a couple of little kitty fishers, just a couple. Have a think of what you do. Have a think. Mine would be my height. Just a couple. No one's going to get any harm from it. And you think, oh, he's a bit shorter than what I thought, but no harm in him, is he? He's Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, love, I'm a mess right now. Can you help me out? Because it's all gone south. Oh, love, make the hurt not hurt. Because the pills don't work. They just make it worse. So when the rights are going wrong and I'm barely holding on, baby, hear when I say, oh, won't you stay, love? When everybody's leaving, come on, stay, love, to get me through the evening. Oh, I pray, love, that you'll always be the one. And when the it's rough, don't give up on us, and this could stay love. Oh, life can be cruel sometimes. It's the perfect crime with an alibi. And I try to make it all my own, but that's a fighter's fight. And I'm the loving type. So when the rights are going wrong and I'm barely holding on, baby, hear when I say, oh, won't you stay, love? When everybody's leaving, come on, stay, love, to get me through the evening. Oh, I pray, love, that you'll always be the one. And when the road gets rough, don't give up. Stay low.
Lewis Capaldi, Stay Love on Capital Breakfast. I knew a few of our listeners would be kitty fishers. It's not quite catfishing, it's just little white lies on your dating profile. Daniel's got a great one. He says, I bought a Cardiff Marathon t-shirt from a charity shop and I use it on my dating profile. I've never run for the bus.
Oh, that's just funny.
That's
marathon
great.
Running.
So they think he's a fit marathon runner.
Yeah, but then it's going to... What about on the date when you match with a marathon runner and you can't hold up the conversation? I just think there's problems here, guys. Go on.
I'm just trying to... I'm not saying it... One little kitty fish, this new term that everyone's using, I found out over the weekend, for a dating profile, is fine. Body type, say you're toned. Really, like beer and pizza at the weekend, that kind of thing.
You that's do get right. found out on that. That's what Sean's saying. You can't do things where it's going to come up on the actual... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, no.
You do something like, I was an extra in, and then say an amazing movie, and then it's going to be very hard to disprove that, isn't it? And you just
that's
fluff
true.
It.
I still need to find one for you. It's bugging me, Chris. I still need to shoe size.
Yeah, but I've got big shoes.
No, you're right. You're a size 8.
You know I'm not. I'm size 10. So if I then lie and say I'm size 12, that is ridiculous.
Are you a size 10?
You know I am. You know I am. I can't fit in his shoes, John.
I think he's kitty fishing us right now.
I can't fit in his shoes.
Live on the radio. He's a size 8 if I've ever seen one before. I'm so mature, collected and sensible, except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well, that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know. But if you need to reapply, maybe for you, though I could accommodate. I'm flexible, so just tell me what you like. Tantric yoga, baby, namaste. If you don't want me, I'll just deem you gay. But if you need on Capital Breakfast, considering we've done kitty loads, can you do the impression and I'll leave you be, please?
Mm-hmm.
Kitty don't bite, not now she's been fed.
Thank you. You do it better than the woman in the film. It's coming up to 9 o'clock, which means we've got 3 songs on the way back to back with...
No whittering in between.
Bosh!
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And Holland and Barrett.
Yeah.
Back your body for less this wellness day.
Let's do it. You're on Capital.
As fuel prices continue to rise, running costs are getting harder to ignore. So MG is making the step into hybrid simpler, where you can save up to £2,250 across the MG Hybrid Plus range, with no minimum deposit and 2.9% APR representative. A smart move, made simple. Book your test drive today at mg.co.uk. MG Motor UK are a credit broker, not a lender. PCP balloon payment required for ownership. Registered by June 30th. T's and C's at mg.co.uk.
At AJ Bell, we believe investing is for everyone. And when we say everyone, we mean your dad, Dan, Danielle, Dean, Dave, Dell, Dell's delivery driver Denise, Denise's dentist Dinesh, and Devon's strongest man, Donathan. Donathan? Donathan, that can't be right. Donathan? Well, whatever your name is, if you're a real person, investing is for you too. AJ Bell, feel good investing. The value of your investments can go up or down.
When your football team has support, guidance and structure,
they can find their game. Same goes for teens online. That's why TikTok has over 50 preset safety and privacy settings for teens. Built-in safeguards that create a better experience from the start. Accounts for teens all start private, and for those under 16, there are no direct messages, and only friends can comment on their videos. So, safeguards are in place, and teens are free to discover and grow. Learn more at tiktok.com/teen-safety.
Ah, claim approved. Direct Line's ready to send my new laptop within 2 hours.
That's how it's done. Imagine if everything was that easy.
Like teaching little Johnny to play his recorder.
Oh, my. Oh, he's a musical genius.
Direct Line. That's how it's done.
Theft and accidental loss claims up to £3,000. Cover limits apply. Personal possessions cover needed for items outside the home.
Did you know Vets for Pets are
the nation's most trusted vets?
We think that's because they're
locally owned
and locally loved.
Wherever you are,
we've got a vet local to you.
Vets for Pets. We're all for pets. Based on a survey. To verify, search vetsforpets.com/allforpets.
The latest news.
Next, Capital.
And here she goes. The night shift employee has found herself space in the canteen. A quick touch to the pocket and she whips out her phone. But what's this? No data. GiftGaff swoops in with the unlimited assist. And we're back in the game. Elite break time football consumption.
It's only fair you can watch every game this summer with unlimited data for only £14 a month. GiftGaff. Activate plan by the 2nd of the 10th, 26, 18-month commitment, then £25 a month. Existing members must opt in via the app. Terms, exclusions and fair usage policy apply. See giftgaff.com/terms.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 9, the Prime Minister has just made a huge announcement.
I can announce that the government will ban access to social media for all children under the age of 16.
Sir Keir Starmer says he's going to give young people their childhoods back by banning social media.
Social media is making children unhappy. It's making it easier for bullies to harass and abuse them. And it could even be harming their mental health.
It means under 16s won't be allowed to use platforms like Instagram, Snapchat and TikTok. It's likely to come in at the start of next year. Trains are back up and running between London Gatwick and Brighton this morning. There were loads of delays and cancellations yesterday after a sinkhole was found during engineering works. Network Rail has said sorry to the thousands of people affected. Emma Raducanu says she hopes she's getting back to her best after being knocked out in the final at Queen's. The tennis star says she's so